You may not want to risk it if you're a homeowner. You may not want to risk it if you've got a personal injury lawsuit. You may not want to risk it if you're about to inherit a bunch of money from somebody. These are, I think, the most common scenarios of why people should not file Chapter 7. But if you make an average amount of income or below and all your money is going out the door for your basic survival, Chapter 7 could be a good viable option. If you've got a bunch of credit card debt, one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, have you used any of these credit cards in the last 6 months? If you have, I'm probably not going to want to file your case. We're probably going to want to wait a while and see how things work out for you. But here's the long story short. The bankruptcy code says if you have made charges on a credit card in the past 60 days, you're going to have to pay it back.
Welcome to the Bankruptcy Podcast, a podcast about untangling the complex world of bankruptcy in Georgia. Each week, we deliver the best insights and practical advice on how to navigate the legal waters of bankruptcy with expert guidance and real-life stories. Now, here's your host, Jeff Kelly.
Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in this video, I want to talk about who should or maybe should not file a Chapter 7. Many people like to refer to Chapter 7 as the fresh start provision. That's for somebody that's got a lot of debt hanging over their head. All their money coming in every month is going out the door, and they need to just wipe this debt out, move on, and get a fresh start. Now, anybody, whether you file a 13 or a 7, this form has to be filled out called the median income test. And I wish I could tell you that the median income test is always logical and perfect, but it's not a product of logic or perfection. It is a product of Congress politics. So sometimes there's some not so great results, but most of the time, the general rule of a median income test is if you make more money than an average family of your size, then you may not be able to wipe out all of your debt in a Chapter 7. It depends. And the farther you are above median income, then the more likely it is you'll have to file a 13 and pay your debts back. But for people who are in the Chapter 7 scenario and they're considering it, you know, step number one is look at your gross income, compare it to an average household size. You can look online, but I would advise you to meet with us so we can go through your paycheck stubs for the 6 month period prior to filing. And we want to deduct out your taxes. We want to deduct out your health insurance, anything you've been, you know, contributing to 401k, child support, alimony. There are some deductions that we can take that might make a big difference in how your median income test turns out. One of the most common questions we get is, hey, I own a house. Can they take my house in Chapter 7? And the answer is, yes, they can. Absolutely, they can. Currently, the most we can protect in your equity is $21,500 for an individual and $43,000 for a married couple. So if you have more equity than that, there is a chance that a Chapter 7 trustee will take your house and sell it. So maybe you shouldn't file Chapter 7 because it's very important to note that you cannot quit. Once that file's going and the trustee decides he's going to sink his teeth into your house, you don't get to wiggle out. So the best thing to do is don't file if that's something you're worried about. So I usually ask all of my Chapter 7 clients that I meet with, hey, if you own a house, can you file Chapter 7? Well, yeah, you can, but would you be happy if I can eliminate all of your debt and you get a check from the trustee for $21,500 in your pocket, but you have to move? Would that be a good result for you? Most people will say, absolutely not. I'm not filing Chapter 7. But every now and then we get somebody that says, yeah, that would be a phenomenal result. Let's do it. And, you know, before we file the case, I make people sign something that's very specific that says that, and they won't do it. They usually won't do it. Usually say, no. Now that I'm looking at it in writing, staring me in the face, not going to do it. Don't want to risk my house.
Like what you hear so far, make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you're intrigued by the world of bankruptcy and want a comprehensive guide to help you get out of debt, head on over to kellycanhelp.com/welcome and subscribe to our email list to have a guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, helping people get out of debt delivered right to your inbox. Now back to the show.
Okay, who else might should not file a Chapter 7? If you're involved in a personal injury lawsuit, well, number one, you better make sure you disclose that on your bankruptcy petition, because if you don't, you lose your right to recover anything. Very, very bad rule. But if your PI attorney says, hey, we're about to settle this thing, you'll probably get $100,000 or whatever the number is, you may not want to file, because a Chapter 7 trustee is going to take that settlement and they're going to use it and they're going to pay towards your creditors. You do get to, you know, exempt a certain amount depending on your type of injury. But, you know, these are things that must be taken into consideration before you file. Another person who probably doesn't want to file a Chapter 7 is somebody who has paid off a lot of money to their friends or family. And when that happens, that's called a preference, by the way. And some people are so offended when we talk about this. So what? You can't, you know, take that money back from my family member. Oh, yes, the trustee can. It's in the code. And when you think about it, it kind of makes sense, because everybody that has a little extra cash that doesn't want to give it to nasty credit card companies, of course they'd rather give it to relatives or friends. And so that's why these rules are set up that way, is because so many people have tried to do it. So no, if you've recently paid back a lot of money to friends or family, you probably don't want to mess around with Chapter 7, because the trustee can go after your friends and family and say, pay it back. That's a preference. So Chapter 13 is a great tool. It is wonderful. It is a great way to wipe out debt. Not everybody can qualify. If you've got tons of equity in your house, you don't want to risk it, because again, you know, if the trustee finds a buyer for your house, it's gone. And sometimes people will go out and get an appraisal done and they're like, aha, I have an appraisal done and the trustee is going to be bound by it, right? Wrong. Trustee would not be bound by your appraisal. If they find a buyer, it's gone. And if your house is worth less than $300,000 right now in 2024, there's a pretty good chance the trustee is going to find a buyer, because they're just not building many houses in that price range or lower. And so a lot of people are willing to pay ridiculous amounts of extra money just to get into a house. And so you may not want to risk it if you're a homeowner. You may not want to risk it if you've got a personal injury lawsuit. You may not want to risk it if you're about to inherit a bunch of money from somebody. These are, I think, the most common scenarios of why people should not file Chapter 7. But if you make an average amount of income or below and all your money is going out the door for your basic survival, Chapter 7 could be a good viable option. If you've got a bunch of credit card debt, one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, have you used any of these credit cards in the last 6 months? If you have, I'm probably not going to want to file your case. We're probably going to want to wait a while and see how things work out for you. But here's the long story short. The bankruptcy code says if you have made charges on a credit card in the past 60 days, you're going to have to pay it back. If it's 90 days, it's presumed you're going to have to pay it back. There's a presumption, like a heavy tilt, that if it gets in front of a judge, you're going to pay those charges back. So all these stories you hear about people who say, yeah, go run up your credit cards and then go file Chapter 7. That is so dumb, so stupid. You can't do that. And any other time there's charges on a credit card, large charges, credit card companies, they do have a right to file something called an adversary. And you know, the older the debt is, the less likely it is they're going to try to file, but they do have that right. So there's a lot of twists and turns in Chapter 7. So I would advise you to download a free copy of my book at www.kellycanhelp.com/welcome. Also, I have a podcast website, kellybankruptcy.com. I've got a lot of information there. I also have a YouTube channel with lots of videos also. So learn as much as you can and give us a call. We're happy to explore your options with you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Bankruptcy Podcast. make sure to visit our website, kellybankruptcy.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you liked this show, you might want to check out our guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, Helping People Get Out of Debt, available at kellycanhelp.com/welcome. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.